And we're live!
Hello guys, welcome back to Sisters with Voices podcast.
And today we have Sierra, also known as Little Cancer Patient, also known as my older sister.
The preferred nickname is Little Cancer Patient, but I mean, go ahead and call her what you want.
I don't get offended, so it's okay.
With your monkey ears.
Whatever.
But I'm Lyric.
I'm Caprice.
I'm a little cancer patient.
And today's episode is about dress code in schools.
This is probably going to be an ongoing topic, not all of them with Sierra, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I graduated, so...
But she has a lot of opinions.
Dress code for what it is now blows my mind.
You're 20.
It still blows my mind. When I was in high school, I never got dress coded for half the skanky crap I wore.
You are best friends with the assistant principal.
That kind of
You
helps.
Also think about dress codes.
And I feel that we should mention the fact that our dress code hasn't really been released this year. They have not given us a dress code this year, considering the fact that we've spent 90% of our time online.
And when we came in person, everybody, like, was fine until, like, the past few weeks, and then everybody just started getting dress coded for the stupidest things.
Exactly. Now, our current dress code, which none of our teachers have been able to find, by the way, said that it had to be modest. Now, everyone has different definitions of modest, but apparently we have more than one dress code, because another one says that it can be mid-thigh if you're wearing dress or a skirt or some shorts. It can be mid-thigh.
That's right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just confirming. I haven't been in school in a while. So
we'll find your thigh and then put your hand in the middle of it, and that's how you find your mid-thigh. And that's why you drop your salad piece, aka lettuce.
I feel like one of the things a student got dress coded for in this past few weeks was sweats and a hoodie. Not even a hoodie, it was a t-shirt.
Actually, it was a tracksuit. And they got dress coded for what was supposedly under it.
Which,
what
teacher who shouldn't. Who dress coded her shouldn't have been thinking about that anyway.
Exactly. Now, I feel like I should point out that both the student and the teacher are females.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's in a tracksuit. Why would you be concerned about what they're wearing underneath? Now, Lyric's wearing a bra underneath. She's going to get dress coded for that.
Exactly. Like,
exactly.
What do you want me to wear under? Nothing?
Which is why some stuff does not make sense. Also, what is it with the universal rule that you can't have spaghetti strap because of boys getting distracted by shoulders?
It's literally so dumb.
Shoulders.
Like, if you ask the boys in our class what we're wearing, they'll be like, I don't know.
None of the boys know what we're wearing.
They don't pay attention to us. They're in their little cliques talking about whatever they're talking about.
Bit life a lot of the times.
Yeah.
I don't know. That last week was an interesting week.
But the teacher who keeps dress-coding people keeps switching up. Like, our friend who keeps getting dress-coded just got told the other day that she looked cute in an outfit that normally she would have gotten dress-coded in. Because that's just the teacher, apparently. Just switches up.
Yes. Now this teacher, they have favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty clear.
Now, personally, I thought the teacher was pretty cool. But dress-coding, my friends, for all the dumb things that they do, tanks the rating. Sierra,
nice.
Being a complete outsider, what do you feel about this?
Dress code is BS. Kids should express the way they feel. We dress the way we feel. I'm being dead. I'm 20, and I still go out the house looking like a hobo because that's how I feel. If a little girl, like my sister's here, are feeling real pretty. They're not going to come to school in freaking sweats and a hoodie. They want to dress up. They want to show their body. They like who they are. I think dress code is BS because they just want to express how they feel. Even with boys. I don't know if boys get dress coded at your high school.
I think that apparently one boy has gotten dress coded once last year.
But boys the same way. That's how they feel. That's how they represent themselves. I was never dress coded my day in my life. I think my school was pretty really good at it. I went to Vista Peak Preparatory. You're really relaxed about being dress code. I mean, they didn't want your ooh-ha's showing, but they didn't care about spaghetti straps. They didn't care about thighs. They didn't care about anything. I just think that's how you guys express yourself.
Yeah. I mean, our friends. You may remember her from our last podcast, Macy Smith, from when we were talking about road trips and roller coasters. If you haven't seen that episode, I think you should go check it out. Shameless plug, as we should. Link will be in the description of this to that episode. Bing. A link will be to all of our stuff in the description down below.
Yeah.
Along with Sierra's socials and CC Strong.
Yeah.
As cancer patients.
Aww.
So don't forget to do that, by the way.
I will.
Yeah. Macy, she has gotten dress coded twice in this.
Three times.
Three?
Yeah.
It was three.
Yeah, because the last. Yeah, three.
Really? I remember her going to the office twice.
Yeah, it was three times. One of the times she didn't have to go to the office.
Can I say something?
Yeah. I don't think she got dress coded, though.
I have been told from my sisters about Macy, and it just frustrates me. Macy should express herself and who she is in the way she dresses. She's basically hiding her identity if she came in jeans and a normal shirt. That's not Macy. Macy loves her skirts. She loves her heels. She loves her shirt. What are you going to do? You're going to tell someone that's not Macy? No, that is Macy. And I know Macy. That is Macy.
Yeah.
She does not need no jeans to satisfy a teacher. What is it? Why do teachers care about Jessica? Why are you looking at them? You should be teaching my babies. That's what I'm going to say.
Thank you, Mama Monkey.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Like she said, why are the teachers looking at us? And
why are they thinking about our outfits in that way anyway? Like, and a majority of our teachers are girls, I would say. Like, in the school, and the teacher who keeps dress coding people is a girl. So, for one, how does she know it's distracting the boys? Because she's not in a boy's mindset. And two, she's a teacher, why are you thinking about our outfits in that way? Yeah. It's an outfit. It's a piece of cloth on my body.
All of our teachers are fine with the way that we dress. Miss Cooley, Miss Cronin, they all compliment like Macy's outfits. Yeah. They compliment everyone. They think that everyone looks nice.
Yeah.
Now, it was Mr. Wright last year where he was making jokes. It was either Mr. Wright or Mr. Arvison last year making jokes about ripped jeans. Like, well, when back in the day, like when I was younger, we would have thrown them out because they were ruined. Yeah. But now it's a trend.
I think it was Mr. Wright.
Yeah, it's like, that's why I said Mr. Wright or Mr. Harbison.
Yeah.
Because I didn't remember.
They both would have made that joke, though.
I'm pretty sure both of them have.
You probably have.
Yeah. Like, sure, they've noticed that stuff has changed. And they don't see that as a bad thing.
Like, I feel like our teachers are stuck in a mindset of from when they were kids and what was considered bad, but they're not adjusting to what we need to express ourselves and to feel safe in the school community. Because, like, personally, I'm not really feeling safe at school with my teachers judging my with a teacher judging my outfit in a way that it shouldn't be judged.
And kids this age, they have so much insecurities, and clothing is a way they can express themselves. So having Macy be dress coded, she probably feels, I cannot be myself. What does other people see about me? Am I going to get bullied? I'm going to get judged. Ooh. It just turns a whole kid's life upside down when you don't let them express themselves. That's when they feel the most confident about themselves.
Like, Macy loves her fishnets, but she got banned from wearing them. And I know she does not like that because the fishnets were a big part of what she wore to express who she was in the inside. Like, Macy's outfits, I can tell you, a majority of them express who she is. But what she has to wear now because of her not wanting to get dress coded is not who she is.
That's, yeah. And also, if a parent lets their kid go outside wearing what they are, why does a teacher have to care?
Yeah. The teacher had actually asked Macy if her mom saw her when she walked out the house.
That should not be a problem with a teacher at all. That should be between the child and the parent or whomever is their guardian. But if the child goes to school just like that, it's appropriate to the parents. So therefore, it should be appropriate to a teacher. And we're not even talking about boys. My entire life in school, boys have never been like, oh no, I see a shoulder, burn my eyes. Never had that happen. It's not the boys who are the constant issue. It's teachers. Between female or male, it's always teachers. It's not like a boy coming up to me saying, hey, I'm going to snitch on you because you're wearing a tank top. That's literally not the case whatsoever. It's always a teacher trying to ruin a kid's insecurities. And I'm saying it just like that. You tell Lyric she can't wear her Vans to school because they were not equipped for the playground outside or something. Well, dang, you just took her insecurity away. She was confident in that. So I feel like you dress coding, especially my freaking Macy. That is my Macy. That is what my Macy wants to wear. And my Macy feels confident. So that's all I got to say because that's my baby Macy.
Yeah. But no, like a kid, Macy had her hoodie, her jacket on that she always wears. She never takes it off. Even if it's a hot day, she'll keep it on. And Miss Butler, like, basically was like, take it off.
Like, and yeah, sometimes some kids know that their undershirt can get them dress coded, but that's why they wear a hoodie. You do not always have to assume something under the hoodie is something bad. Something's going to distract the boys. I was always told before I left my house as a kid, your butt and your boobs should not be showing. Okay, that's all. Even in high school, my principal even said that. We do not care what you wear because, yet again, it expresses you.
Yeah. That was Miss Gardner's thing too. Like,
Miss Gross.
Yeah, I don't know why I say Miss Gardner's. I feel so bad now. That was Miss Gross' thing too, like the three B's. And then
no butts, boobs, or belly button.
Yeah. Or belly. Crop.
Yeah, crop top.
Yeah. And yeah. Even on the belly, she was a little more lenient on that, depending on how high up it was.
And what grade you were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you guys are P-8, so I totally get the younger kids. But once you start 5th grade, 6th grade, 7th and 8th, you start those insecurities. That's when you're going to start feeling like, oh, my hair needs to be done. But am I going to get judged at school from my teacher? Oh, this shirt is really, really cute, but I'm going to go to school and one of my teachers is going to dress code me. Oh, these pants are really, really cute, but is a boy going to look at them? No.
And I feel like it also depends on, it doesn't even depend on anything. Like, as long as it's nothing inappropriate showing, which everything is natural, but I understand something's not showing, you shouldn't have a problem with the kid's outfit. Like, they're not bothering you. They came to school in clothes. Nothing inappropriate is showing. So let them go about learning their school day. Like, it's going to distract someone. You're distracting us learning by calling kids out of the classroom as soon as school starts at like 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yeah.
Like, we're all gonna wonder where that student is. Like, when Macy got called out of the classroom, I wasn't paying attention to Miss Cooley. I was wondering where she went.
I was really hoping it was me. That not Jane, not for Jessica. I was just hoping it was me. Just like,
My mom apparently can't behave yet today. Not like it would ever happen. Cause
do boys get dress coded?
No. Barely.
What do they wear, typically? What do you see them wearing, typically?
Hoodies.
Yeah.
Jackets.
Do they sag?
No.
No?
Not the boys in my class.
No, you haven't seen any? Because the only time I've ever seen anyone get dress coded was for sagging, but you never dress
coded. The only time the boys get dress coded, and it's not even dress coded, it's just them getting told to take their hoodies down.
You have to take their hoods off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad, though. Are you guys allowed to wear hats?
No.
No?
Jason wears a hat.
Yeah.
He wears it outside, though. I think. Yeah. He had it on in the cafeteria, and Mr. Swanson said to take it off, and that was it. Even though Jason has been going to Murphy Creek for years, knowing that. Oh, I should charge my phone, but I'll do that later.
God.
It's at 1%. I don't need it, though.
He's been going to school for years knowing that we aren't allowed to wear hats.
Learn to charge your phone. So, that's all little cancer patient's going to say is, to me,
that's a short episode, though.
Teachers are taking away little kid confidence. And I can say that myself. My first time being ever dress coded for a spaghetti straps. I was like, what's wrong with me then? Is there something I'm doing wrong? And that's never been a dress code rule in eighth grade. I didn't have a dress code at any of my schools I was going to, actually.
Murphy Creek had a dress code. I just don't think that you got.
No, they probably didn't want to deal with Sierra.
They probably didn't.
Probably didn't want to deal with
for the few months that she was
there. Yeah.
I know, the 3 months I was there. But just taking away a kid's insecurity, that's my big thing. There's so many people harming themselves, harming others because they feel down themselves. So I think a teacher should be over there saying, hey, Lyric, your outfit's looking real cute. Or you could say something to them in a nicer way instead of pulling them away from their class where they're learning and be like, hey, Lyric, your outfit's really cute, but your shirt next time, maybe something different with it. You don't got to be rude. And
yeah, like the only time this teacher who's been dress coding kids was nice was the other day when she told a kid, hey, maybe let's not wear that again. It's a little bit not appropriate for school.
Yeah, like that's totally fine. You're not like harming. You're not like telling the kid they're not what they're worth. The kid then, of course, won't wear that shirt.
But, yeah, but making like a kid cry or dress coding a kid multiple times to the point where their mother, who's seeing what they're wearing, has to email the school, or where their sister has to email the school, the principal, to be exact, and say, this isn't fair. I bought my daughter's clothes. I know what my daughter is wearing. I'm fine with it. They have a hoodie, or they have a jacket, so they shouldn't be getting in trouble.
Like, and just from personal experience, like, a lot of kids don't have a say in what their parents get them. Like, they'll come home one day, and they'll have new clothes. Like,
I was like,
like, or you can go shopping with them and you still won't get the clothes you like because either one parent's too strict and the other isn't, or just they have to worry about what your school's gonna think so that you can continue going to school and getting the education you need, and then the education you supposedly need. Exactly. And bro, it has us trying to do it with squares on our squishables.
Yeah, the Pythagorean theorem, it has been drilled into my head.
Yeah,
that's good, though. I haven't used Pythagorean theorem since I graduated, but just learn it still.
Yeah, if you ever need help with triangles, hit me up. Don't hit her up. Hit me up.
But no, because, like, teachers, like, when you... When teachers have a favorite when it comes to who they're dress coding, it does make other kids worry about what they look like. Does that person look better in what I'm wearing than I do?
Do I have to also be that person?
Yeah.
You don't want to have 14 caprices in your classroom.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, now.
Every kid has a different concept of what they look good in and who they are. And some kids, me, are rebellious. If a teacher tells me I can't wear, I must still end up wearing it.
Yeah.
That's why dress code should not exist whatsoever. You either get kids who cry about it and get insecure, or you have kids who are very rebellious. You're not going to get an even way anyways. So just, they come to school to get taught, to learn. They don't go to school for boys to look at them. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? Like, they're not going to school for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. They're going to school because they want the education. They want to further their experience in life. Who cares what boys and girls and teachers say? That's what I'm saying. So if any of you kids are hearing me, express yourselves. I don't care. And if they try to yell at you, you can say little cancer patient children. I will stick up for you. I am that person.
Wow, you're really good. No one is here. Wow, you're really going to yell at a person with cancer right now?
Like, that's low-key disrespectful.
But I'm just saying, if any of your teachers do not, I don't know, dress code just really frustrates me in the way that the girls have been telling me recently. Makes me so frustrated, and I want to email the principal myself and be like, look here. I know you know who I am, and man, I think dress code is BS and should not be. The kids are old enough too. If they see their butt hanging out, why, they're not going to go to school in it. They're not. They're old enough. I understand, like, P-4, their parents probably still get them dressed, okay? But once they hit that 5th grade to 8th grade, they're smart. They have common sense.
No, but like, even like if your dress code is making it to where the point that you have to constantly keep dress coding kids and it's not changing, there's obviously something wrong with your system and not the way we're doing things. And if it's to the point where you're making a kid cry, I'd give up at that point and just say, you know what, it's fine. And also, I don't believe you should be working with children, kids in general, teenagers, child, I don't care what age they are, you shouldn't be working with them if you're going to make them cry in a place where they're supposed to feel safe.
I agree with that. No child should cry at school. Unless a boyfriend breaks up with them, then, oh, well, that's on their self. But a teacher, we're supposed to go to teachers to build up our confidence, to express who we are and cry on our teacher's shoulders.
It's not much better when your counselor can't do anything when they want to because your school has rules that she also has to follow. So she, one, doesn't get fired. Two, you don't get in trouble and it doesn't become a monstrosity. And it's just now being enforced on kids. Like, even when we were doing just the hybrid model, like, it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, people didn't really get dress coded. Yeah. Like, this girl wearing a crop top and was wearing a crop top, and everyone knew it. The teachers knew it. And they're like, well, it's fine. It's like the first week of school. Yeah. Just don't do it again. Where's that same energy, huh? Should have kept it.
Yeah. I also think, do you guys ever see the little kids?
Yeah.
I also think that little kids look up to these big kids. I have people I still look up to. So Lyric wearing this cute little outfit and this little girl walks by and say, oh, I want to, that looks super pretty. She's going to go home and ask her mom about it. She's going to wear it to school. She's going to get dress coded. Well, that was pointless then. You're wasting parents' money, because if a parent bought a child a tank top and cannot wear it, well, there goes money. And me, I'd be super pissed if you wasted my money. I just like my money, but dang, that'd make me super mad.
Like, a lot of these kids, like, I've seen it in between, like, our kids, like, a lot of them go to our school's church that happens there. And they'll look up to the kids that they have group with. And they'll be like, well, I like their outfit or I like what they're doing. They can't do it at school without being judged by teachers. Like, you're not going to sit here and really dress code a little kid for being in a spaghetti strap. Like, they're seven. What are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do much about.
And seven-year-olds don't understand that either.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden you have a bunch of weekend clothes because you're not allowed to wear them at school. And so then your parents still have to continue buying you clothes.
Yeah.
Personally, I would recommend parents asking children what they want and then seeing if that fits the dress code.
Mm-hmm.
And so, A, your money doesn't get wasted on because the child does not like the clothes that you got because they hate the color pink. I hate the color pink so much.
Oh, Lord.
But I do. It bothers me.
Like, and even, like, because there's, I've seen kids get judged at our school for the way they wear their hair.
Which and is, hair can be a dress code, too. When I was in school, we've had people dye their hairs, but that's just like if someone were to get a job, that job is like, this is your uniform and you cannot dye your hair. My little baby Macy, telling you, don't mess with her. She dyed her hair. Oh, well, who cares? I dyed her hair.
Thank you for listening to our episode today. I hope you enjoyed and stay tuned for our next episode.